Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome, friend, to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan, and I am a photographer coming to you from Queensland in Australia. And if you are new to this world, let me introduce you to the wonderful world that is personal brand photography. This is my intense passion to share this joyous little corner of our industry with as many people as I can. And I wanted to today tell you about a client of mine and her photo shoot with me because this is so indicative of why I love what I do. Now, Leanne came to me as many women do because she was starting her new business. Now, she's worked in her family business alongside of her partner for so many years, right? They're quite successful. They're very comfortable. And so Leanne was yearning to do something a little bit different. I think she was just at that time in her life where she really wanted to do something for herself. And she was starting this new business. So when she contacted me, I got her. You know, we just like clicked straight away. We were on the phone for ages. We were chatting about this business idea that she had. She was super excited about it all, like most of my clients are. They've just got like, you know, so much excitement about what's coming up for them and what they can see in their future. And I just asked lots of questions because I'm totally into the same things as she is, right? I really got her business. I got the direction that she wanted to take it in. And I think we talked for like nearly an hour about her plans for her business. And of course, at the end of it, she booked. You know, it was just a no-brainer for her and for me. I knew within 5 minutes that this was just going to be a definite affair for us both to be working together. And then she just booked on the phone. Now, within a few days, she told me that she'd booked a stylist as well, a stylist who I absolutely love. She's just a really cool, she just does beautiful stuff with my clients. And then when we got onto the planning call, she decided that she also needed to book a hotel room for her session as well. So when we did a bit of research together on the call, she decided to book like the big suite in one of the most swankiest hotels in one of the most swankiest parts of the city. And again, she just knew that's what she wanted and that's what she had to have. So she went along and she just booked it, you know, within 24 hours, she told me she'd got confirmation and we were all got guns a-blazing. Now, on the day of the photo shoot, when I showed up for the session, she had pretty much just bought everything brand new. And let me tell you, she'd spared no expense. The stylist that she worked with that I said that I love, she's really a good fan and brings together some really good labels. So we were like literally opening, you know, brand new shoe boxes and we're cutting off the labels off things. And the stylist had helped her to like pair every outfit meticulously. So she had like the accessories attached to the outfit, everything was individually bagged and individually matched. And it was just, you know, this lovely cohesive experience. Now, to add to this as well, Leanne, my client, had literally taken every single direction that I gave her with prop suggestions. She had expensive champagne, she had fresh flowers, she had brand new books and journals, and all again meticulously picked out to like exquisitely match her brand. Yeah. So she'd really, really taken a lot of time to bring everything together and really like heavily invested, not only time, but obviously as well financially. And when she stepped out of the makeup chair on the day of the shoot, she just absolutely shined. Now, during the photo shoot, we like had based ourselves like this, the hotel was the sort of central point of the photo shoot. And throughout it, we were kind of like going out onto the streets and going into the surrounding cafes. And then we were coming back in to do the change. And then we'd go back out onto the streets. And I'd sort of like mapped around the whole area, like the whole photo shoot. Now, the area that we were working in, it was pretty busy, you know. And Leanne, my client, would normally be quite a shy person, right? Really, really reserved. But she just came to life and it was almost like she fed off the attention of all the people that were around her. She was walking down the streets of Brisbane, just like Carrie and Samantha in, you know, in New York in Sex and the City. It was amazing. She was just like totally owning it. She was like glowing. She was radiant. She threw herself into that photo shoot like it was the best day of her life. And I believe that it was, you know, she just had an absolute ball and we loved it too. It was just so much fun. And afterwards, Leanne, she just kept showering me with the love. She emailed, she texted, she emailed again. And when she got her photos, she was so quick to get into action and to start sharing. And, you know, she was showering the love my way too again. I have to say that most of my clients are so busy giving all of their energy and time to everything else in their lives, to their kids, to their partner, to their parents, to their businesses, to their staff, that they never really get to be the center of attention in their own lives. This experience is where they get to be the focus of all of the attention for just one day. It's just like a bride, right? And just like the bride, some will want to go all out. They'll spare no expense. They'll make it the best experience they can because a lot believe that they'll only do it once. Actually, I'm going to caveat that because a lot think that they'll only do it once. But unlike their wedding, they can actually do it over and over again. And so many do. But there is the same sort of prep. There's the same sort of skincare, hair, nails, tan, all that stuff like a bride does. And Leanne, like many of my clients, make a little weekender out of it. So they'll book a night away. They really take the time out to invest all of their energy and all of their focus into their session and into this experience, just like a wedding, you know? And they kind of let their inhibitions down and they rise up to be the star of the day. And it always, you know, kind of like used to amaze me when I was shooting weddings that the shyest of girls could become like, you know, like a movie star in front of my lens on her wedding day. And I get to say this with my personal brand clients now too. And Leanne, she's just one example of like hundreds, even thousands of women who I've captured and seen treat their shoot day like many do on their wedding. And granted, you know, hers is a little bit more extreme than some, but I think it's a great example of how a personal brand session is quite similar to a wedding. You know, you combine all of the elements of the runway to a great experience. We've got the preparation, we've got the planning, we've got the investment, we've got all of that time that goes into all of the bringing it all together, the energy, and of course, the right experts to help to bring it all together. And any woman who's had a personal brand experience with you can radiate that sparkle just like a bride has on her wedding day. Now, I know this to be true, that personal branding can be so much more than just taking a set of images for a business, for like their Instagram or for their website. For me, it is that beautiful blend of making a woman feel important and like she's the center of the world, even just for one day. But I know that the feeling that my client gets, it lingers with them for days. It lingers, it stays with them for weeks, and it even in many cases transforms them for life because it transforms the way they perceive themselves, it transforms the way they see their business, and of course it transforms the way other people see them in their business too. So it has this kind of like massive knock-on effect, which I just love. Now, someone commented again on one of my, it was like like the second last shoot day of last year that me and my team got to do. And they turned around and they said to us, oh my gosh, you guys have the best jobs. And I 100% agree every time. I just, you know, I kind of like have to pinch myself and laugh sometimes because I think it's so funny that in many ways I feel like I've circled back a little bit to be working in a similar field to where I started out in weddings, because I really think that personal branding is just like a wedding in so many different ways. And I think where I've landed at in my career in personal branding, it's this beautiful fusion of my past with weddings and with studio portraits, that Sue Bryce kind of like, you know, glamour kind of portrait. I feel like the personal branding is like this perfect fusion of both of those skill sets and both of those loves that I've had previously in my life. It's like a whole new marriage of experience for me. Now, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, because I think that, you know, if you are looking to jump into personal branding, especially if you're coming from like weddings or from portraits, I want you to see what's over here, because it really is just a beautiful little genre that we have in personal branding. And like I said, it is that kind of fusion of both of those, the portraits and the weddings, and bringing together something a bit new and a bit fresh. It's a fresher wave, a fresh new kind of part of the industry that's grown over maybe like the last 7 or 8 years. And I just think it's a pretty special little corner of the photography industry. And if you've enjoyed this episode, can I please ask you to take the time to rate and review, because it really is so helpful for me to be able to get to more people, yes, and to find other photographers like you that might like to listen. But also it's really helpful for me to be able to keep bringing this to you, because obviously this is a business that I'm in. And so if you can share this by rating and reviewing and help me to spread the love, it will help me to be able to keep bringing this gorgeous little podcast to you as well. All right, my friend, I hope this finds you well, and I look forward to capturing up with you on the next episode. Take care.
We can take my Lambo. I'll put on a tight show.